I want to go to the Lord right quick in Scripture in the book of Isaiah. We'll read a couple of scriptures. Isaiah chapter 46, starting with the first verse. Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am he. And even to whorehairs will I carry you. Thank God that he takes care of old people. And thank God he takes care of old gray-headed people. That's what whorehairs mean. I don't have time to count them all in here. Aren't you glad he takes care of the older folks? Amen. Even to whorehairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Bless us this morning, Lord, we pray. The prophet Isaiah was looking into the future at a time when Israel would be conquered and carried away by the Babylonians. And they stayed in Babylonian captivity about 70 years. And the Babylonians worshiped false gods that were represented by idols. And two of these gods are mentioned in the verses we read. Their names were Baal and Nebo. And Baal was the chief deity of the Babylonians. And Nebo was the god of the royal family. And they were the two most prominent gods in Babylonian, the Babylonian Empire, the Babylonian pantheon, if you will. And if you remember, the word Baal and the word Nebo were used prior to names to some. If you think about it, there was Belshazzar, Belthashazzar, Beelzebub. There was Nebuchadnezzar. They would use the name of these gods as a prefix to their name. And these were gods who were considered superior to the God of Israel. And after all, it was Babylon that conquered Israel, not the other way around. And there was a reason for that, and I'm sure you're all aware of that. But in their victory celebration, they had to pack up their gods that were represented by these idols and transport them so that everybody could see them. They had to carry their God. And these gods had to have men to pack them around and put them on their animals, as we read in the scripture. They had no power at all. And I tell you, in contrast, the God that we serve created us. And I tell you, cares for us. And he will carry us. I tell you, his love is so enduring. He will carry us throughout your lifetime and even to death. And I tell you, I've titled this lesson this morning about the God.
In the name of Jesus, demons will have to flee. Tell me who can stand before us when we go.
Hallelujah.
Nobody else.
How wonderful.
Could ever love me like you do. I'm depending on you.
I'm depending on you. I'm depending on your love to see me through. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I tell you, I'm glad I got a God I can depend on. Amen. I've had a lot of people I could depend on in my life. I've had some that let me down. I thought I could. But I tell you, I'm so glad I know a God that I can depend on. And He will see me through. No matter what I encounter along the way, the bottom line is He will see us through. Amen. So good to be in Sunday school this morning. Song kind of goes along with what I want to teach just a little while this morning. And lately seemed like the last few sermons and teaching and different ones by Brother Gidros and Brother Baggett have been about what our God can do and how dependable He really is and what He can do for us if we will just cast our cares on Him. Amen. I want to go to the Lord right quick in Scripture in the book of Isaiah. We'll read a couple of Scriptures. Isaiah chapter 46, starting with the first verse. Baal boweth down, Nebo stoopeth. Their idols were upon the beast and upon the cattle. Your carriages were heavy laden. They are a burden to the weary beast. They stoop. They bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves are gone into captivity. Hearken unto me, O house of Jacob, and all the remnant of the house of Israel, which are born by me from the belly, which are carried from the womb. And even to your old age, I am He. And even to whorehairs will I carry you. Thank God that He takes care of old people. And thank God He takes care of old gray-headed people. That's what whorehairs mean. I don't have time to count them all in here. Aren't you glad He takes care of the older folks? Amen. Even to whorehairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. You may be seated. Bless us this morning, Lord, we pray. The prophet Isaiah was looking into the future at a time when Israel would be conquered and carried away by the Babylonians. And they stayed in Babylonian captivity about 70 years. And the Babylonians worshiped false gods that were represented by idols. And two of these gods are mentioned in the verses we read. Their names were Baal and Nebo. And Baal was the chief deity of the Babylonians. And Nebo was the god of the royal family. And they were the two most prominent gods in Babylonian Empire, the Babylonian pantheon, if you will. And if you remember, the word Baal and the word Nebo were used prior to names to some. If you think about it, there was Belshazzar, Belteshazzar, Beelzebub. There was Nebuchadnezzar. They would use the name of these gods as a prefix to their name. And these were gods who were considered superior to the God of Israel. And after all, it was Babylon that conquered Israel, not the other way around. And there was a reason for that, and I'm sure you're all aware of that. But in their victory celebration, they had to pack up their gods that were represented by these idols and transport them so that everybody could see them. They had to carry their God. And these gods had to have men to pack them around and put them on their animals, as we read in the Scripture. They had no power at all. And I tell you, in contrast, The God that we serve created us. And I tell you, cares for us. And he will carry us. I tell you, his love is so enduring. He will carry us throughout your lifetime and even to death. And I tell you, I've titled this lesson this morning about the God that will carry you and the one that can get you there. Carried by a God that can get you there. Amen. And that's what I want to serve, a God that can get me where I need to go. Amen. Isaiah prophesied that the time was coming, even when the Babylonians would fall by the hands of the Persians. And you all know the story about Cyrus the Persian leader conquered Babylon. And Bel and Nebo would simply be helpless to help them. As a matter of fact, the Babylonians would have to pack up their idols, load them on the beast, and carry them even as they fled the Persians. And Bel and Nebo would be a burden to their beast. The fact that these gods had to be carried simply illustrated that they were powerless and that they were burdensome. And verse 2 read in your hearing, we read a while ago, they stoop, they bow down together. They could not deliver the burden, but themselves have gone into captivity. I tell you, the idols of Babylon could not even begin to compare with the God of Israel. Amen. Isaiah chapter 46, starting with verse 5. To whom will ye liken me and make me equal and compare me that we may be like? Who can you create that I would even be like? This is the eternal God talking. Verse 6, they lavish gold out of the bag and weigh silver in the balance. They hire a goldsmith, and he maketh it a god. They fall down. Yea, they worship. They create a god from gold and silver that they bow down and worship. Verse 7, they bear him up upon the shoulder. They carry him and set him in the place, and he standeth. From his place shall he not remove. He ain't going anywhere if they don't pack him. Yea, one shall cry unto him, yet can he not answer, nor save him out of his trouble. Who wants a God like that? God's statement is very clear. All false gods are powerless and burdensome, and false gods have to be carried. I'm glad I serve a God that is omnipotent, omniscient, and omnipresent. Amen. And you know what that means. I don't need to explain that. He always was, he is, and he always will be. Beside him, there is none. Amen. It is the same with us as we look at modern gods and images in our life. Just like these false gods. You can have false gods of money. You can have false gods of material things, worldly power and fame. And I'm telling you, folks, as much as some people love it, it is powerless to save you and to sustain you. Amen. They cannot carry us to our desired destination. What we worship and consider a blessing sometimes can become a burden. I've read more than once, you know, a lot of people say, boy, if I just had such and such amount of money, if I just had, boy, I tell you what. And I've read countless stories of people that have come into large sums of money, either through a lottery or whatever, and their life was miserable. First thing you know, they're broke. I'm telling you, what you worship can become a burden to you rather than a blessing. I'm not saying it's wrong to have money. It's wrong to worship money. Amen. Those things are temporal and earthly, folks. And I tell you, I don't want temporal and earthly things. I want eternal and heavenly things. And you do that by worshiping the one true God. Amen. I want a God that when I'm in his presence, I find fullness of joy. Fullness of joy in every aspect of my life and everything that I encounter. I want a God that can carry me. Amen. Amen. Isaiah began to contrast these false gods to the one true God of Israel. And he told them the gods represented by idols were created, brought into existence, shaped and molded by the Babylonians. But the God of Israel is the one who created all things. Matter of fact, he created the gold and the silver that they were making their gods with. Jehovah God brought the nation of Israel into existence. And you all know that story. Babylon worshiped the creation. not the Creator. Israel worshiped the Creator. Now, there were times when they would go against the laws of God, and you know what happened to them in that respect. But I tell you, we need to worship the Creator, not the creation. Amen. And we need to be very careful in what we worship. And what I'm talking about is what we give credence to and what we give our lives to and what we worship. Psalms chapter 135, starting with verse 15. The idols of the heathen are silver and gold, the work of men's hands. They have mouths, but they speak not. Eyes have they, but they see not. They have ears, but they hear not. Neither is there any breath in their mouths. They that make them, now you listen to this, they that make them are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. Those who worship idols are as blind and insensitive as the idol themselves. Be very careful what you worship. Amen. Because in very subtle and sometimes imperceptible ways, we become like the idols that we worship. And you've heard lessons preached across this pulpit before. Be very careful what you feed your soul, because that is what you will become. Amen. If the one true God is your God, you will become more like Him as you worship Him. And I tell you, that's my prayer always. Lord, let me be a direct reflection of who and what you are to somebody. Amen. I'm going to try to worship the true God, because I become more like Him every day if I worship Him. Amen. We must choose very carefully, because you will take on the characteristics of whatever we worship. And I want to worship the one who can carry me. Amen. The God of Israel demonstrated He had the power to exalt His people. He also had the power to bring them down. They spent 70 years in captivity, not because Baal and Nebo were mighty. It's because God willed it so. Why? Because the Israelites turned their back on Him. It had nothing to do with the power of the gods of Babylon. It was because God allowed them to do that. And I heard somebody the other day talking about the scripture, you know, God wouldn't put on you more than you can bear. God don't put it on you. God might allow it to happen to you. That's a misquote of the scripture. He might allow you to do it, to go through things, because we all know, and sometimes it's hard to understand. You know, you've heard a lot of times, you know, it's your trials that you go through that make you strong. There may be somebody else down the road that's fixing to go through the same thing you just went through. It gives you the ability to help them. God sometimes will allow things to happen to you. Isaiah 46 and 10 says, my counsel shall stand and I will do my pleasure. I promise you, if God said it, He's going to deliver. And I know my father growing up, he was real good about promising delivering what he promised. If he promised you a trip to the swimming hole and a cold watermelon, you could bank on it. You going. But if he promised you a whipping, I'm telling you, before the day was done, you got it. You know, I've laid in the bed before. My brother, he had a bed next to me in our bedroom, and he called me Fat Man. He said, Fat Man said, do you think he forgot? I said, nope. Sure didn't. You'd lay there a little while longer, and well, maybe. And then in a minute, coming down that hall, Dad didn't forget. I'm telling you, God don't forget. You turn your back on Him, He liable to let you go through some things you don't really want to. Just like He did. I'm telling you, I want to worship a God and stay with a God that can carry me where I want to go. Amen. Amen. And verse 4, Isaiah continues to speak for God. And he tells him, while the Babylonians had to carry their gods around, Jehovah was the one who carried his worshipers. Amen. The words that speak of bearing and carrying, they appear five times in verses 3 and 4 alone in the text we read. But notice again what verse 4 says. And even to the old age, I am He, and even to the hoarhairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear, even I will carry and will deliver you. Amen. God said he will continue to bear and carry you in your old age, even through your graying years. Amen. We've already mentioned that. We're not going to beat that dead horse. What God is saying, I will deliver you from captivity. I will deliver you through difficult times, and I will restore you to your land. I'm hoping I am reaching somebody that needs to be reminded. You can be carried by a God that can get you there. In the prayer room this morning, taking requests, you ought to just listen to the problems that people have and people are facing that sit in this audience today. I tell you, sometimes it's difficult to believe, God, where are you at? But I tell you, we need to stay with him. He is a God that will carry you. You don't have to pack around to God and sit him up, whatever it might be, hoping that something good will come out of it. Worship the God that can carry you. We know and serve a God who can carry us, help us, lift us up, and save us. I tell you, in our sinful, weak, and frail condition, sometimes we're easily wounded and we get wearied in this world. We need the Lord. Deuteronomy 32, verse 11. Listen to this. As an eagle stirreth up her nest, fluttereth over her young, spreadeth abroad her wings, taketh them, beareth them on her wings. So the Lord alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. So the Lord alone, he and he alone did lead him, and there was no strange God with him. I probably mentioned it before, you know, how the eagle does, getting her young ready to fledge the nest. And that's what this means about fluttering over them and spreading abroad her wing, trying to teach them. And you know, when those little baby eagles soar out of that nest, that mama's watching. And if you know anything about eagles or you studied them much, if she sees it's going to be difficult and they're fixing to hit the ground, she will fly under them and let them lay on her back. Lord, when you send me out and it looks like I'm fixing to hit the ground, I'm so glad you will get under me and bear me up on your wings. Carried by a God who can get you there. In our weak condition, God puts us on his back and he carries us. I tell you, your welfare is his concern. And your burden or problem or situation, it's not too hard or too heavy for our God. He'll get you there. You're not heavy. You are his child. I thought about that old song. I don't know how many remember it. Many of us may do. He ain't heavy, he's my brother. Y'all remember that song? Very popular during the Vietnam era. Matter of fact, a lot of time they play that song, they would show one soldier bearing up another. It was a very popular song. You know, you're his child. You're not heavy. You want me to tell you what heavy is? It's not your burdens you bear and the things you go through. It's your sins that was heavy. You read the account of him on the cross. My God, why hast thou forsaken me? That was what was heavy to God, but he endured that too. He has no problem with carrying us through our trouble. We all have this very promise. Listen to 1 Peter 5, 6 and 7. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. I tell you, the Lord has carried you this far, and he's not going to drop you now. Now, it may seem sometimes he's a million miles away, but he's not going to drop you. Stay with him. You know, sometimes our situation say, well, you just don't know what I'm going through. You know, I thought about old Gideon, and when the Lord was approaching him about being a deliverer to the people of Israel, and one statement he said, why has all of this befallen me? And there's nothing wrong with wondering that. The thing about sometimes we just give up. But God will see us through. I don't care what has come our way. Listen to what Paul said. I about made my mind up it doesn't do to go toe-to-toe with Brother Paul. 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 24. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. And just for a point of reference, y'all know what that means? When they would sentence them to 40 stripes, save one, they would only give them 39 because if they miscounted and gave them 41, the guy giving the stripes was the next one to get them. That was why they always did that, to make sure they didn't give them 41 instead of 40. Because they would get in trouble. Of the Jews, five times received I 40 stripes, save one. Five times 39, figure that out. Thrice was I beaten with rods. Once was I stoned. Thrice I suffered shipwreck. A night and a day I have been in the deep. In journeyings often, in perils of water, in perils of robbers, in perils of my own countrymen, in perils by the heathen, in perils in the city, in perils in the wilderness, in perils in the sea, in perils among the false brethren. I don't think there's anything left. Verse 27, in weariness and painfulness, in watchings often, in hunger and thirst, in fastings often, in cold and nakedness. Verse 28, and beside those things that are without, that which cometh upon me daily, the care of all the churches. Everything I went through, that's only part of my problem. I'm still trying to take care of these churches. But you read on down 2 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. And this is after Paul had finished talking and talked about the thorn in his side. Verse 9, and he said unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Verse 10, therefore I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. Not because you love them, not because Paul liked to be done that way, but for Christ's sake. Amen. For when I am weak, then am I strong. I'm here to tell everybody in this building that's facing something today, in your weakness, you can be made strong by a God that can carry you and get you there. You might think, I can't make it. I'm too weak or I'm too wounded. But the Lord says, we will make it. I will get you home. I will carry you. I tell you, we have to believe and understand what we go through, more or less your theology, or what you believe in your doctrine, it has to match reality. It's easy to say, if you're not going through anything, well, I got a God that can take you to any. Wait till you go through it. And your theology doesn't match reality. I'm glad that the God I know and the God I serve can take me where I need to go if I will let him carry me. Amen. We live in a real world, but I tell you, we are carried by a God who can get us there. Psalms 55 and 22, cast thy burden upon the Lord, and he shall sustain thee. He will never suffer the righteous to be moved. And I underline the word righteous three times in this note in red pen. I tell you, that's the key word in that whole scripture, the righteous. Amen. It behooves us to live for God through all the good times, all the bad times, because it's the righteous one that he will not allow to be moved. Amen. We serve a God that wants to carry us. Matthew chapter 11, verse 28. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden is light. I tell you, sometimes the future may not look so good, and we just don't know how we're going to face it. And I thought about the little, I guess you'd call it a joke, about a senior citizen. Went to the doctor, and the doctor checked him out, and he said, look, he said, you take this medicine, and you go home. So the man went home, and he was looking at that bottle, and He called the doctor back up and he said, "Say, didn't you tell me that in my condition I would have to take this medicine for the rest of my life?" Doctor said, "That's right. That's right." He said, "Well, my condition must be a lot worse than I thought." He said, "Why is that?" He said, "On this bottle it says no refill." Sometimes we're looking at the bottle thinking, "Lord, we ain't going to make it." And it says no refill. I got a God that can touch you, feel you, take care of you, carry you anytime you need him to. But it's up to us to worship and serve a God that can carry us. I tell you, this Christian life that we go through, it's a life of partnership. Amen. To be carried from beginning to end. Jesus described or is described as the author and the finisher of our faith. Amen. I tell you what he said he would start, he will finish. Amen. And what he allows to happen in your life, he will take care of it and he will see you through. Amen. The journey that he started you on, he will carry you the distance. Aren't you glad you serve a God and are carried by a God who can get you there? Amen. Let's all stand. I tell you what, in this day and time we're going through right now, you can't pick up the newspaper, you can't listen to the radio, you can't see nothing on television, in the news that's positive hardly anymore. You know, I didn't even get to read my paper this morning, but I saw the little thing at the top. As troops advance over in the Middle East, that faction over there has already murdered two more. You know, you come any closer, I'm fixing to kill this one I've got in captivity. I'm telling you, boy, there's some people facing some bad stuff in this world today. And we're facing some things today in our lives. Every day we go through things. But I tell you, I'm so glad that I serve a God that knows beginning to end. And I tell you, it's like the old saying, I've read the book. I've read the back of the book, and we win. Amen. I'm so glad that I'm carried by a God that can get me there. Amen.